Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I think he had some at-bats against the Padres that were not very good at-bats. He had some poor at-bats against the Padres. Was it the stuff, the sun, whatever, you know, shadows? He had some poor at-bats. And you gotta like kind of own up to that, right? I think he had a really good at-bat on a walk, drawing a walk yesterday, that I thought it was a positive sign. He's made a play in the ninth inning on Thursday that was a tough play and a huge play. In four games so far, he hasn't done much offensively, yes. And we need every bit of every person's contribution for sure. But optimistic that he can get it going.
It's Greg Council talking about Matthew Shaw, who is having a rough go of it.
Yeah, I don't think he can be in this lineup tonight. And that's what I texted you guys last night during the middle of the game. I just don't – the at-bats are just thoroughly non-competitive. And defensively, he's been very solid, as he has been. And he can come into this game late for defense if you need it. But I don't think you can punt on the offense as completely and obviously as he is. And I looked at some of the numbers. He's not swinging very much. And when he is swinging, he's not really making contact in the field of play at all. I believe it's a 0% contact rate. 0% hard hit rate, I should say. He has a 0% barrel rate, of course, as well. It's like there have been a few walks, but the walks were in the first two games against the Brewers, which ended up being non-competitive games anyway. And you watch him last night. The at-bats are a mess, man. He's like trying to bunt a couple of times last night, just trying to do anything that he can. I don't think you can just like pencil in another zero in this lineup tonight when runs are going to be at a premium, as they always are.
So Willie Castro?
I would go Willie Castro, but Willie Castro hasn't been in a game in a long time. He hasn't had a bat in the postseason. He obviously fell out of Craig's circle of trust offensively. Justin Turner? It's against a righty. It's righty on right. Dude, you know you feel better about the chances of a Justin Turner at bat, even against a tough righty, than you do Matt Shaw right now.
Maybe, but I'd
go Willie Castro.
I feel like you're asking Dansby to do extra work.
Defensively. Mm-hmm. I hear you. That's why I go Willie Castro. That is a career infielder who is absolutely solid at third base. He's not as good as Shaw, but he's a career middle infielder who can play third base for you and has much more of a chance of running into something right now than does Matt Shaw.
Tanny just told me that there are like five kids here. It's actually like grown. Like there was like two kids, and now there's five of them, and they're playing baseball. And I got to say, I did sit here during the break, and I go, someone needs to teach these young men the game Piggy. Because I think it would be more satisfying for them instead of like playing baseball. They should just kind of play Piggy here, but they're having fun. And now
the noise is deafening.
It is not deafening.
Tanny's
they're
just
fine.
He's annoyed by all things Cubs and
Rick. It's hard to even hear yourself think right now.
You know what Chris Tannehill needs?
What?
A weekend.
Oh, he's getting it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, after tomorrow. Yeah, that's a good point. Ladies and gentlemen. Not yet the weekend.
Wait, you're not getting a weekend?
No, I'm giving myself a weekend regardless of how deep this thing goes here in this series. So yeah. I got a nice little Saturday. See the new Daniel Day-Lewis movie. Going to go catch the Hawks home opener. Yeah. I don't know if there's enough time.
Yeah, man. Where'd you go the other day to the Rosemont Mall? That had me thinking.
Well, that's what we do. We go to the Rosemont Mall. They got you get your labubus over there, you know?
That's what it was. He's getting labubus at the Rosemont Mall. He's killing it. I love that. So apparently, Ron Coomer dissected the Matt Shaw issues this morning with Mully and Haw. And you, as a former ball player and a hitter and somebody who didn't like the leg kick, will understand that it's not just the leg, it's the top of the body that Mr. Coomer has identified again.
It's real simple. He's got a lot of movement with his head again. You know, his head is moving as the pitcher's delivering. He's got movement with his head. And when the way you can tell that is by you notice all the flinching movements he does as the pitch is coming into the hitting zone. You know, so that tells me his eyes are moving a lot and he's not recognizing the pitch. So when you're doing that all the time, you know, it's a point where he's got, you know, just too much movement going forward with his head, and you've got to quiet down. He'd almost be better off standing there the first couple pitches. And I used to do this when I had issues. I would stand there and absolutely not move for the first pitch and watch it in the catcher's glove and not even get into I'd get set. And then the pitcher would throw and I wouldn't move a finger, and I would just watch the ball in the glove so I could quiet down my body movement and really for my head so it wouldn't move. I think Maddie has some issues going on with that head movement and adrenaline. You know, that's the problem. And you've got to try to quiet that down. If he can get his head movement quieter, he's at least got a chance to put some balls and play hard. When your head's moving a lot, you really don't have much of a chance.
What do you think there, Lawrence?
It makes all the sense in the world to me. I think all of it is connected, though. Like, this has been my thing with Shaw since the beginning of the year, is that I think that the violence of the leg kick keeps everything out of balance for him. And then when you add in that the head is starting to move a little bit more, it's going to be hard for him to have as many competitive swings as you would like for him to have. I flash back when Coom was talking about that, because whenever I felt like there was something that was wrong, I would take at least one.
Just stand there. Just stay as still as you can. Try to get your timing down.
Watch it go into the mitt and all that stuff. So, yeah, I think that's good advice. It's just I keep wondering if that's – once we get to the end of this, if that's a position where Jed goes, we could probably do better.
Well, I think Alex Bregman would have been nice.
It would have been real nice.
I think Alex Bregman would have changed the DNA of this team and this postseason a little bit. But, yeah, I think it's got to be – I would go Willie Castro. Maybe he'll go Turner for a few at-bats at least. We will see what they do. Lawrence, among other things when we come back, I'm embarrassed to admit that I don't know about Piggy. You're going to have to explain Piggy to me.
You've never played Piggy? You're not from Chicago. Yeah. That makes sense.
How dare you?
No, it's like a 16-inch softball game.
Got
that
you.
Usually is
played. I'm not a 16-inch softball veteran, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, but I'm sure the Texters can tell you a little bit about Piggy.
Well, you
Piggy
could,
1, Piggy 2, Piggy 3.
Well, you could tell me, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that, but I think these young men would have more fun doing that than the makeshift 2-on-3 game that they're doing.
You want to get out there and teach them Piggy?
I do desperately, but their parents are here, so they can just maybe their parents will tell them. They're having a good time. I don't want to mess up their good time.
That's one of the joys. Like for me, with the Roobster in the park a few years back with him and his friends, and he just like make up some version of baseball
yeah.
and just try. I mean, that's like one of the great dad things of all time.
Yeah, that's what all Piggy is. So we'll talk about that. And when we come back, we need to talk about PCA, and we'll get into why I am here for chaos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Haas agent Pete Crow Armstrong, give me as much of the crazy as you can give me, because I feel like that's a path to winning.
Yeah, but there was some crazy on display that, is it over the line? Maybe
nope.
You don't think it is.
I don't. Okay. If I were his teammate, I wouldn't think that either.
Let's
we'll talk
discuss.
About it next here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.